on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
On today's show, have you ever taken a naked photo and sent it to a partner? We're investigating the world of revenge porn and what this means to students.
I wound up legally changing my name just to get away from all of the abuse.
And we have the scoop on millions of pounds being spent on redeveloping the Portland building on campus. What do you think? Tweet us at URN Pulse. But first, here's Ben with your headlines.
In campus news today was the launch of the CitySafe CCTV taxi scheme.
I did a NECA nomination last year. Me and my mate from home got a group started. I got nominated and I decided to do it on the way into an exam. So the video basically entails me down in a pint and then walking downstairs, swapping my pint glass for a pen and walking straight into my exam.
NEC nominations have been spread on social media and university campuses in the last week. A 20-year-old from Nottingham is thought to become the third British victim of this craze after downing two pints of gin. We wanted to find out if this is harmless fun or whether we as students think that we're invincible.
They're good laugh, yeah. Some of my mates have done it.
It started off as a bit of fun, but it's just a bit silly now.
You're listening to a special investigation by The Pulse on the issue of revenge porn. So far, we've heard about the depth of the issue in America.
We are no longer helpless. We're no longer hopeless. We have power. We have a law on our side starting to recognize this as a real crime and a sexual assault crime.
And how the law is changing there as a result of victims speaking up. But what about in Britain? Back in February, I spoke to Heather Robertson, a student at the University of York. She's leading the fight to ban revenge porn here in the UK. But why?
Revenge porn is an issue that occurred to a friend of mine at university. She broke up with a boyfriend and we signed onto Facebook one day to find that sort of 21 naked photos had made it onto Facebook.
It is naive to give anyone something that will expose you like that, whether that is money, whether it is a naked photo of you. That is so naive to sort of just give that away.
I personally think it's quite sad that you think that that's naive, Giles. I'd like to think that there's some mutual trust, that it's a relationship of equals. So the idea that someone can explicitly take away your privacy to the extent that...
You're back with The Pulse. Thank you for all your texts and messages about the last story on revenge porn. We've had so many that we can't get through them all. They will all be on our blog at urn1350.net.
URN. This is The Pulse.
Well, now we're moving on to a big campus story. It's emerged that millions of pounds will be spent on renovating the Portland building. Anna's been looking into this for us.
Yes, I have, and I will be bringing you all of the latest information on this new investment, including what our activities officer has to say.
The university recognised that students want a focal point and somewhere that's created by students for students, a place that is really their space.
And I've also been out on campus discovering what the students themselves think.
There's so many other areas on campus that money could go to.
Why? Our SU is completely fine. I've gone to other unis' SUs and ours is a lot better. So why are we wasting money?
A University of Nottingham lecturer has labelled several of his students as semi-literate and idiots on his public Facebook profile. Tony Fisher, who is an English lecturer, has also made references to students' essays. Now, these comments were made on his Facebook profile, which at the time was public, but has since been much more restricted and is on more private settings.
I think he's a great guy and he's a great lecturer. He's my personal tutor as well. If his profile was private, then it wouldn't be an issue. And I don't think he would have ever posted anything about any of the students' work if he thought that they could see it.
I think if you're going to make your Facebook profile public, then you should expect to get caught. I'm an English student and I just find it offensive that he would have done that.
It's 35,000 students who are saying no to page three, which I hope will feed into the national campaign.
This evening, the controversial issue of banning page three from the SU shop was passed at council. This boycott prevents the sale of The Sun and The Daily Star on campus until page three is removed from these newspapers. We were there and spoke to the chairs of the Feminist Society here at Nottingham about why they want the ban and what impact this could have on the students here.
We want a boycott of page three on campus because we think that it promotes a culture which demeans women and represents them as voiceless, and we don't think that this is an appropriate thing to promote as a union.
We also spoke to the students who opposed the motion, believing it to be censorship.
I have seen no evidence that the decision made tonight reflects wider opinion on campus.
and the opinions of students more generally, other than those that are involved with the SU more keenly.
Finally, we went out on campus to hear your views on the matter.
So it's kind of like freedom of expression, freedom of speech. I think people should just not buy it if they don't want to buy it.
If they want to ban it, then they should be able to. They don't think it should have a right to be sold here.
Hello and welcome to a special Pulse investigation into students' experiences of studying abroad. Over the next hour, we'll be looking into some of the shocking stories of Nottingham students studying and working abroad, and how the university ensures their safety. We've been uncovering what help is offered to students, discovering whether they feel supported.
Never at one point did I feel that I was completely alone out there.
Or whether they feel abandoned by their university.
This guy came on his bike behind us, skidded between us, and he pulled out a massive machete on us. All I could really see in this dark, rainy weather was my friend getting attacked, and I thought she was being murdered in the street. We came with a student-run association because we thought we'd have support, but quite frankly, the level of support that we've had is absolutely shocking.
After these stories from students who had difficulties when they were abroad, we wanted to find out who's running the Year Abroad programme at the university. So we spoke to Dr. Monica White, the head of the Year Abroad team, but she didn't seem in control of what her job actually entails.
I'm the academic Year Abroad officer.
With the homestays, how do you find those?
I think it's just friends and neighbours of lecturers at the host university. You know, they probably get some kind of inspection done. I'm purely speculating.
Hello and welcome along to a very special Pulse live from Sutton Bonington campus. You've been listening to the election show. We've now relocated to the Charnwood Room at Sutton Bonington campus, where all of the candidates for the 40 officer roles are ready to be grilled. What do the candidates hope to do about lad culture at university?
Can I have a definition, please?
It's not a strict definition, it's the number.
It's hard to answer the question without a definition. I need to know what I'm talking about.
You have no idea what it is?
I have some idea what it is, but as you can see, the definition's so obtuse, it's encompassed all sorts of things from some drinking to also racism, sexism. So I want to know exactly what you're talking about.
This is URN, The Pulse.